This Sunday is the start of the Lunar New Year. The day is celebrated by billions of people across the world and many in the United States as well. There will be parties, fireworks, parades, and all manner of performance to ring in the new year, which will be the Year of the Rabbit. A central part of this celebration is food. And here in studio to guide us through some of the many foods of the Lunar New Year celebration is Megan Zhang. She is senior food culture editor at Savour magazine, and she brought some food for us to taste and to talk about. Megan, welcome to Here and Now, and this looks and smells amazing.
Thank you for having me, Jane. I hope you're hungry.
I am, and we will eat today. But before we dive in, tell us about the significance of the Lunar New Year for the many people who celebrate it around the world.
Lunar New Year marks the start of the new year in the lunisolar calendar, and it's been followed for millennia in many cultures. And because it involves the positions of both the moon and the sun, it falls on a different day every year. So this year it's on the earlier side, this Sunday, January 22nd. And across cultures, it's a day of new beginnings. It's about getting a fresh start, starting the year on a good note with a clean slate.
And what kind of celebrations and commemorations do you see generally around that day?
A lot of observances are about new beginnings. It's important to buy and wear new clothing. People will also clean out their homes and basically start the year on a really fresh note. It's also expected to honor our ancestors, to worship our ancestors. Oftentimes that involves food offerings and remembrances.
So is this a time for families to gather?
Absolutely. And I think what every culture has in common when it comes to Lunar New Year is the highlight is the food and gathering with friends and family around a table of delicious dishes and just having a banquet. And it's really important to eat auspicious dishes during Lunar New Year. Some of the symbolism might stem from the shape of the ingredient or the pronunciation of the ingredient, but oftentimes, dishes have some sort of symbolic meaning behind them.
Okay, I can't wait anymore. Let's dig in here. You've brought some beautiful dishes. The first one is Taiwanese-style pan-fried noodles with pork. Mm-hmm. Tell us about that as I dig in here.
Well, noodles represent longevity in a number of Asian cultures, which is why we eat them during the Lunar New Year. It's also customary to eat noodles on your birthday for the same reason. It's all about inviting that longevity because the noodles are long-shaped.
And a little cabbage in there too, I taste.
Yes, yeah, really the cabbage and the pork are just a really nice combination that really brings out that savory flavor.
Very good, very tasty. Not too spicy?
Yes, the primary seasoning in here is soy sauce, so you're getting a lot of that umami. The pork and the cabbage also bring a lot of savoriness too, so it's just a really tasty dish to enjoy year-round, but certainly during Lunar New Year. Mm.
Very good. All right, next, tell us about this fish dish, which is displayed in front of you, the entire fish.
Yes. So the word for fish in Chinese is pronounced yu, which is a homophone for a different character that is also pronounced yu and means surplus or abundance. Mm. And traditionally, the fish is served whole with the head and tail intact, which is said to be the most auspicious presentation. And growing up, I remember my parents telling me that when we ate the whole fish on the eve of Lunar New Year, we would have to save a little bit to enjoy after midnight or the next day, because that would symbolize bringing in surplus and abundance into the new year.
I see. Garnished with some olives and scallions, and is that what I see there?
Yes, and some peppers, a bit of garlic. This fish was steamed, so it's really light, aromatic. You can certainly braise whole fish as well, maybe even bake it.
Are there specific times when certain foods are served and eaten? And is there one meal that takes precedent over the others on Lunar New Year?
I would say dinner is the most significant meal. Everybody comes together. Oftentimes, families will spend the whole day, even multiple days, prepping ingredients and dishes for the big banquet. And the meal can go on for hours, you know, oftentimes lasting into past midnight.
Well, Lunar New Year is celebrated across many East Asian cultures. Those first two dishes that we just tasted, the noodles and the fish, are Chinese. But this next dish is Korean, right? It's a rice cake soup. Tell us about this one.
Yes, I love Korean food, and I've learned from friends and chefs over the years that color is very significant in Korean culture, and the color white is said to symbolize new beginnings and clean starts. Mm. So this dish is called tteokguk. It's a rice cake soup, and you can see the rice cakes are a snow white color. They're made from glutinous rice flour, so they're really chewy. They're really fun to eat, and they're made in a long log shape and then sliced into flat spheres, so they kind of resemble coins, which is also a
symbolizing
fortunate symbol.
Wealth and prosperity, I guess, in the new year, huh?
Exactly, yes. The circular shape is believed to represent wealth and affluence that hopefully the new year will bring.
I see some egg in here and a nice broth.
Yes, it's always served in a very clean-tasting broth. Traditionally, it's beef broth, but I've also seen it prepared with chicken broth. And for many Korean people, this is going to be the first meal they have in the new year. So it's nice to start the year off on a very clean, fresh, light note.
It is refreshing. Tell us about food in other cultures, in Vietnam or the Philippines.
A lot of Lunar New Year dishes, I've noticed, are actually quite shared across cultures. So one example is spring rolls. In the Philippines, lumpia is fried spring rolls that are very popular in Filipino culture, and they're definitely a party food. They're a celebratory dish. Any Filipino gathering you go to, oftentimes there will be lumpia on the table. They're finger foods, which is always nice for parties, and you can make them ahead in big batches. And as with a lot of Filipino cuisine, it developed in part from influence from Chinese culture, which traditionally also eats spring rolls during Lunar New Year. And in Vietnam, people will also make their own versions of spring rolls for the new year. So it's really interesting that there are these like cross-cultural traditions that have spread over time and are now observed across different countries.
Well, I'm not quite finished with the main courses here, but let's move on to the dessert. These are black sesame rice balls. Tell us about these. Did they come at the end of a long feast at about midnight?
So the rice balls are actually traditionally eaten on the 15th day, which is the last day of Lunar New Year celebrations. That's the day when the moon is going to be very full, and the sticky rice balls, which I grew up calling tangyuan, they're said to resemble the full moon, and because they're round, they also represent togetherness, union with family, all good things.
The sesame inside, little pop.
Yeah, they're really rich, right? And yes, also really sweet. So if you have a sweet tooth, this is your dish.
What's your favorite of all these dishes, or of any Lunar New Year dish?
Oh, that's hard. I have to say I do have a sweet tooth. So the tangyuan, the sticky rice balls, I always look forward to that. My favorite is the black sesame paste, which is what you had.
Those rice balls are really good. Yeah. They're really good. They're sweet, but not too sweet, you know, and the inside just gives you that, whoo, that's a surprise. It's lots of fun.
The sesame brings a nice earthiness.
Yeah. Are there traditions or events or celebrations in the Lunar New Year that you particularly like, Megan? I've heard about the lion dances. Tell us about that.
Yes, I grew up watching lion dances every Lunar New Year. We'd go up to San Francisco and different organizations would throw their own celebrations, and frequently that included lion dances. Lions in Chinese culture are believed to symbolize strength and courage, and so putting on a lion dance, watching a lion dance, it's said to invite good fortune for the new year, and I always look forward to that.
Well, I was in the market yesterday, and there was a woman buying all sorts of items for her Lunar New Year celebration, and she was talking to us as she was checking out, and she was describing this feast that they were going to have as a family this weekend. If you can't cook or take out, are these items you can buy at the store to celebrate?
Absolutely, yes. A lot of Asian grocers and supermarkets will definitely have the tangyuan, the sticky rice balls, in the freezer section. So you can buy a few packages and boil them up at home and enjoy that for dessert. There are also lots of Chinese, Korean, Vietnamese restaurants that will be cooking up symbolic dishes. There's plenty to choose from. And of course, when it's the holidays, it's always fun to try cooking some recipes at home yourself. So if the spirit moves you, that's also a way to go.
All right. Share with us the special greeting or the phrase that we say to one another in the new year.
So when it's Lunar New Year, you greet people with 新年快乐, which means Happy New Year. You can also say 恭喜发财, which is basically a phrase to wish people affluence and prosperity, wealth in the coming year.
Well, 恭喜发财.
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 Yes.
Close. Well. Happy New Year. Thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you, Jane.
That's Megan Zhang. She's Savour Magazine's Senior Food Culture Editor, and we will link you to her latest work at our website, hereandnow.org. Wish we could share the food, too, but we'll have more information and pictures on that at hereandnow.org as well. Megan, thank you so much, and Gong Xi Fa Tai.
Thank you, Jane. Gong Xi Fa Tai to you as well.
Happy New Year.